Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 131. I'm super excited for this episode because I want to talk about one of my favorite topics here. One of my favorite topics of all time. I think if there was only one thing that I was like allowed to talk about or something on this podcast, it would be this. It would be this one topic. I think it's that powerful. I think this one idea, this one mindset, this one way of approaching life is literally the key to everything. It's the key to just being happy. I think that's really important. But it's also the key to like getting what you want, to being more confident, to pushing yourself, to all these things. So that's a lot of hype for one thing, but it's this topic of optimism, of positivity. It's training your brain to see as many positive outcomes and expectations for yourself as possible. And this is something that I've talked about before, certainly, but I wanted to do an entire episode on this idea because I see the effects of optimism more and more and more and more in my life every single day. I've come to see just how freaking powerful it is. And I've also come to see how it is so much more powerful than being the opposite, than being kind of pessimistic or overly realistic or anything like that. Like I compare where my sense of optimism has led me, and I contrast that with friends, colleagues, strangers, and the way they interpret life around them, kind of negatively, pessimistically. And I'm like, wow, you know, if only they knew what optimism could do for them, they wouldn't be that way anymore. So that's what I want to talk about today. I'm really excited to talk about this. This literally is my favorite topic. So I'm going to hop right into it. Before I do, I'll do the usual Case Kenny ask that if you're enjoying the show, if you're liking it, that you can leave me a quick 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. You could do it as you're listening, which is real neat. You don't need to stop. So you just go back to the main page, scroll down to where you see reviews, click 5 stars, scroll a little bit further down, and then select write a review. Do that, write a sentence or two, hit submit, and boom, that's it. But seriously, thank you so much. I couldn't be more grateful and just kind of overwhelmed by the positive feedback. You guys have left like 1,500, 1,600 5-star reviews, and some people have written entire paragraphs on why they love the show, and that really just makes my day. Makes my life. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, take 2 minutes to do it if you can. Let me know if you do on Instagram at case.kenny so I can thank you personally. Either way, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening, and I'll get right into it with this idea of optimism. And this is going to be, I hope, a shorter episode unless I just keep talking, because I want it to be really simple. Like I want it to be really clear what I'm talking about here. I certainly don't want to be that guy just blindly telling you, oh, you know, you got to see the upside in life. You got to be positive. And you doing that because I told you to, you know, that ain't me. I don't want to be like, hey, you need to see butterflies, rainbows, and unicorns. But I do want you to see that. I do want you to get there, but I want you to do it on your own. I want you to see butterflies, rainbows, and unicorns, but I want you to lead yourself there. And I'll tell you what I think is the best way to do that in this episode. And I think it starts with understanding that you can control the baseline for how you see the world around you. And that once you understand that, you'll naturally crave optimism in your life. Like I've come to understand that in life, we see a lot of things. We experience a lot of things. We meet a lot of people in our personal life, in our professional lives, our career, just out and about, in line at Chipotle, walking down the street, whatever. We see a lot. We experience a lot. That's life. And I'd venture to say that the majority of the things we see, the majority of the things we experience, they're kind of just neutral. They're not overwhelmingly good or bad, annoying or happy. They're just kind of in the middle, right? Nothing crazy. But the human mind is a really, really interesting thing. And it takes all those things you see and experience, again, whether they're good or bad, and it slaps kind of like a filter on them. It slaps just like a banging Instagram filter on them. And it's that filter that helps our mind create an expectation in that moment. It helps our minds categorize because, you know, humans like expectation. We like left or right, black and white. We crave a little bit of a sense of certainty. So when we see something happen or experience it in our lives, our mind defaults to how we've trained it. It defaults to the filter we've trained it to apply to the world around us, the things we see, the people we meet, the assumptions we make, everything. So the question then becomes, have we trained our mind to see positivity, optimism, or to see, you know, negativity and just suspicion and negative assumptions? And based on that training, it defaults a certain way. Our mind defaults a certain way. And that's what we end up seeing in the world, positive or negative, good or bad, depending, again, on how our mind defaults. Now, obviously, I'm not a scientist. That's way oversimplified. But I've noticed this a lot in my life. I'm talking about experience here. I've really, really noticed that my mind defaults to the way it's been trained. I personally see a lot more positive in the world around me. I see kind people. I see upside. I see good things happening. I see opportunity. But it's only that way because I've trained my mind to expect those things. And my mind defaults that way. It expects those things because I'm happier when I'm optimistic and I want to be happy. So I keep training it to expect those things, again, because for lack of a better term, it feels good. It feels good to be happy and positive and expect happy and positive things, okay? And when I say things like optimism or positivity, I define that as saying, for me, it's just creating a happy outcome that's filled with more hope, more upside than negative. Like, that's the filter that I really worked on training my mind to adopt. Like, it just affects the way that I see the world around me. For example, if I wake up and I check my weather app and in true Chicago fashion, it's all over the place, it gonna rain kind of thing, I'm usually like, okay, you know, high chance of rain, I'm sure it'll clear up. Or if I'm at the airport waiting for my flight, I'm like, yeah, there's no way, you know, the flight will be delayed. But if it is, that's cool because there's a banging Applebee's in the terminal, grab some 2 for $20. Or again, like I'm in an Uber heading to the airport, there won't be traffic. But if there is, I'll listen to a podcast, all is good. Or going on a date, oh, yo, this is going to be a blast. I can't wait for a round of 20 questions. It'll be fun, right? So like that's the really lame positive filter I'm describing here. But that's kind of where I'm at in life right now. That's the Case Kenny optimism filter that I've trained myself to put on. And that might sound naive or like stupidly overly optimistic, but it makes me happy, frankly, to think this way. And it's led me to do some really unique things in my life, things that I know without a doubt I wouldn't have done if I had let a negative filter take over. So more on that in a second. But back to the human mind for a minute here. I'm going to back it up with an example. Like I said, I think the human mind is seriously interesting. Like there's so much to be said about the power of expectation and anticipation. The mind, again, it wants to be trained. And if allowed, it will train itself to expect and anticipate certain things. Case in point here, example, I saw a video the other day. I found it, shocker, on Reddit. And it's hilariously awkward to me, but it really, really speaks to this idea of the power of how you perceive something based on expectation. And so the video is titled as follows. It's kind of like a spoiler in the title. The video is called, "A pastor was slated to speak at a conference for counselors. There was a mix-up in the program, and the audience thought he was a stand-up comedian, which made the first 5 minutes of his talk very awkward." It's a long title, but there it is. And I watched it, and it is very awkward. I died laughing because here you have this guy, a straight-laced older guy. He's a pastor in a suit. He's standing in front of all these people. He's got a microphone, and he's up there delivering what he thinks is a serious sermon about life and faith and like these really serious topics. And he's up there talking about his fears, and he's kind of dry, but he's up there giving it all. But the crowd thinks that this is the stand-up comedian they were told to expect on their programming. They think he's there to make them laugh, you know, make me a bicycle clown kind of thing, you know, that he's there to provide entertainment. And so the audience is looking for a reason to laugh, and they find it. They find it. They're laughing. They literally are laughing at this guy. And the pastor, or the guy, bless his heart, is just like, is so confused. He's not joking in the slightest, but they're laughing. And it's just terribly awkward. Like, he doesn't know what to do. So he just powers through it. And I mentioned this video for what I think is the obvious reason, that how you perceive something is directly based on the expectation you've set in your mind previously. Like, the crowd expected something funny and entertaining, and so they perceive what he was saying to be funny and entertaining, even though it couldn't have been further from it. You know, it's expectation, then perception. Voila. So, you know, here's your takeaway, and it's been this realization that I've taken to heart that's created long-lasting, powerful optimism in my life, and I think it could do the same for you. It's that what you expect from the world, from people, your mind will then see it. Like, you can call this the law of attraction, cause and effect. Again, I don't know. Your boy ain't a scientist. I'm not a scientist. I'm not overly in touch. But I call it an optimism filter. I've learned that if you train your brain to expect good things, to expect positive outcomes, to get lucky, to see hope, to see kindness, you're going to find it. You're simply going to find it. You're going to notice it more. You're going to attract it more. Or at least it'll seem that way, because your brain will want to find it. It really will. It'll filter out things that are not in line with that expectation. That's going to be the key word here, expectation. It's like, what do you expect to see? And I think that's a pretty freaking amazing thing, if you ask me, because as we live our lives, we are exposed to and consume so much. We see so much, and a lot of it sucks. A lot of it hurts. A lot of it is frustrating and stressful and negative. And we keep those things in the front of our minds, and they kind of pull us down. They make us sad. We hang on to them. But this optimism filter I'm describing, it helps shift our focus. It helps shift how we perceive the world around us. It shifts it to be more in line with what we expect. And if we expect positive outcomes, intense optimism, that's what we're going to find. And I'm very serious about this. Like, I think if this works for me, again, I say it all the time, and not to beat a dead horse here, but like, I'm a simple dude. I'm a double chicken chipotle burrito, two scoops of protein, vodka soda, close it kind of guy. Like, if this works for me, I really think this could work for you. This idea of a optimism filter, this idea of setting the expectation for optimism in your life. Like, this idea fills me with such warmth. It fills me with like a sense of certainty and being centered, knowing that I can create a powerful expectation for myself that will then literally manifest itself in my life. You know, I know that the more I want to see positive things, the more I crave positive intent and I see upside more than downside, the more, not to sound cheesy, but the more I see and crave sunshine instead of rain, you know, clear roads instead of traffic, kind people instead of jerks, I literally see more of those things in my life, because the mind wants expectation and it wants to manifest those expectations. It wants to perceive what it expects. So I say, set that expectation and see what happens. Like, I've really devoted myself to this, and I've come out the other side a glass half full dude all day, every day. Like, I despise negativity, complaining, glass half empty. I'm like, nope. See ya. That's like not for me anymore. And if you know me in life, you see how I act. Like, I'm just positive. And I don't say that to sound cool. Like, that's just the way I am. And I think that really dictates the way I approach things. Like, my internal dialogue is just so different from how it used to be. Now it's more, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to crush this meeting. This Chipotle double chicken burrito is going to slap. You know, I'm going to have a great night. I can't wait to go to the gym. I'm going to be in the zone. You know, tomorrow's podcast is going to be amazing. People are going to love it. Like, I know that sounds overly simplified and kind of pie in the sky, which is something I normally try to avoid. But I'm telling you this works. I'm telling you that the more you create positive expectation for yourself, the more you'll experience it for yourself. It's expectation and then perception. That's the way your mind works. Like, I really don't think the world is random. Yes, life can be all over the place. It can really fuck with you. Yes, life has ups and downs, all those things. But man, I don't know what it is, but there's a law that I think really governs life. And it's not random. It's you have so much more control than you think, that you could plant a seed that bears some incredible fruit. And that sounds awfully biblical, but that's it. That there's a sense of self-fulfilling prophecy in life that is anything but random. It's anything but lucky, that you can say to yourself, Case, I'm going to see the good, the upside, the positive in life. I'm going to see it no matter what. And then you know what happens? You do. And you see it more and more and more and more, and again and again and again. And then before you realize it, before you know it, things all of a sudden have like swung in your favor. Your life certainly still, obviously, has its struggles and frustrations and stress, but you'll find yourself remembering and noticing the good so much more. You'll find yourself acknowledging good people, kind people, great, amazing, opportunistic circumstances. And man, does that, it really, really makes a difference. Because back to my point, being overly optimistic, training your mind to create optimistic expectations for yourself, again, that doesn't mean you're naive. Doesn't mean you're constantly just like wishing for things to go your way. You're not delusional. It's not like that. All being optimistic means, all setting positive expectations means, is that you've trained your mind to see answers instead of problems. That's it. It's answers instead of problems. That where you go, there you will be. It's like, no problem. I've got this, dude. You know, just like surfs up. Let's rock. It's cool. I don't know any other way how to say it. Like in your life's moments, you just default to seeing upside rather than downside. Hope instead of despair. You know, love instead of hate. Light instead of dark. And that's amidst the problems and stress and responsibilities that, of course, are still very real. You're not living in La La Land. Those things are all still very real. But within that context, you see more answers and problems. You see answers that are defined by positive expectations. You know, you set the expectation for yourself that your flight won't be delayed. But if it is, it's okay. You set the expectation for yourself that Monday is going to be a great freaking day. And if it has its bullshit moments, it doesn't matter because you've declared it to be a great day. You set the expectation for yourself and your mind perceives that expectation as reality. You know, are things bad and gloom and doom and life sucks? Or is it just the bad day? Is that person annoying the crap out of you because they're a piece of shit and have it out for you? Or is it just a bad day for both of you? I think the best way to train your mind to see the upside in life, I've heard it said, is to always assume positive intent. I think that's probably the best way to explain it. With people, with life, with opportunities, with anything you're experiencing, that's the way to train your brain. Assume positive intent. And there's a quote from Tom Hanks that I really like. And he says, "Truth is, I'll never know all there is to know about you, just as you will never know all there is to know about me. Humans are, by nature, too complicated to be understood fully. So we can choose either to approach our fellow human beings with suspicion or to approach them with an open mind, a dash of optimism, and a great deal of candor." And that's what I'm talking about here. You can allow your brain to default to expecting and seeing and perceiving problems in life, aka suspicion, or you could train it to see answers, optimism. I think if you have that choice, if you're aware of that choice, I don't know why you'd choose anything other than optimism. And because I'm telling you that with enough focus and enough effort, like this idea, this filter has such staying power. And once you have it, you won't want to let it go because it's that powerful and it makes you happy. And the last time I checked, being happy is a great thing. So like, that's my message. It's super simple that if you're the kind of person who stresses out easily or is kind of a glass half empty kind of person or is just generally anxious, I'd really push for you to acknowledge this truth and see what it does for you. Acknowledge this truth that what you put out into the universe truly, truly comes back to you. Expectations come back in the form of how you perceive life. There's no way around that. You get back what you put out. The energy you put out towards positive intent comes back in the form of positive people and experiences. I'm telling you. And I think you deserve this in life. Like, you deserve to feel weightless, to be less held down by the stress that life throws your way. You deserve to see rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns, whereas other people are seeing, you know, clouds and rain and traffic and annoyances and frustration. Because in my experience, it's the kind of person who sees that upside that ends up doing something with it. When you see positive circumstances, it changes how you approach life. There's no denying that. You know, you think about how you act and what you do and what you say when you're happy. Like, it's way different from when you're frustrated and negative and everything is just going to shit and you're down on yourself. It is, because you do more, you say more, you try new things because you've set positive expectations for yourself. And then when you're out in life, you see them, you feel them, you experience them. And that, my friends, I think really changes everything. Because when you see positive energy and you assume positive intent, you see more answers than problems. And when you do that, you're taking responsibility for your life. And that's something I think a lot of people don't do until way later in life. And that's all I'm advocating for. Super simple, that you should strive to train your brain to interpret the world around you with less suspicion and more optimism. That when you do that, when you truly strive to do that, and you do all you can to do that, that your mind follows and it's trained to do so. And that becomes its new default. That becomes its optimism filter. That when you want to see rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns, you'll find those very things. That if you want to laugh, you'll find a reason to laugh. That if you want to surround yourself with kind people, you'll find them. That if you want to smile, you'll find a reason to. You really will, because the mind, again, is so powerfully reactive to the expectation you set for it, the expectations you set for yourself. So I ask yourself, you know, what do you want to see in your life? What do you want to see in the people in your life? Is it suspicion, negatives, or is it just pure, warm optimism and kind intent? So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's something that is very personal to me. I love this topic. If you did, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, share the podcast with a friend, share it with someone who is, you know, your most positive, always smiling, optimistic friend, and tell them how you love them, or share it with someone who could just use this message to transform how they see the world around them. Either way, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.